After passing through an exhibition featuring more than 120 portraits of Andy Warhol's famous friends, visitors to the McNay Art Museum enter a second exhibition, Trans American: Gender, Identity, Appearance Today. It's one of the most comprehensive exhibitions of North American art that explores gender identity. A white mariachi outfit sits at the center of the exhibit's first room. Behind it is a video screen showing a man wearing the outfit and a pair of cowboy boots. That man is San Antonio-based artist Jose Villalobos. The video is overlaid with text, a poem.
Cuerpo desvanecido, entero y en cachitos.
The poem is about Vicente Fernandez, a prominent Mexican musician who made homophobic statements after being diagnosed with liver cancer.
He has problems with liver disease, so he was offered a liver transplant and he refused it because he was afraid that it was going to come from a gay man.
The piece is called Fragile Souls, a play on words. Souls here refers to the bottom of the cowboy boots. In the video, Villalobos violently stomps on clay shaped like the sole of a cowboy boot, shattering each piece. The boots and clay shards are on display next to the video screen. Villalobos grew up in El Paso, where he first encountered men who, he says, put on a macho performance each time they left the house. The white mariachi outfit and cowboy boots symbolize a certain contrived masculinity.
A lot of it talks about the pureness of what it is to be a man, right, in a household, especially Latino household.
At the end of the performance, Villalobos pulls out a cow's liver, stabs it, and stains his pure white mariachi outfit with blood. Villalobos is one of 10 San Antonio-based artists featured in the exhibition, an unusually large amount of local talent for a major exhibit, according to the McNay. Just past the mariachi outfit is another San Antonio-based artist whose contribution is ongoing. This summer, Nikki Lucio spends most days at the McNay in front of a canvas, a mirror, and a camera, which live streams her work. As she paints self-portraits, Lucio switches from in-person interactions with museum visitors to online conversations in the live stream chat. Over the years, Lucio has grappled with self-image.
As a transgender, I have lots of self-loathing, self-esteem, and just, frankly, self-hatred. I wouldn't even look at myself in the mirror a few years ago. I just would outright avoid them. I would always have these incredibly emotional responses to myself when I was forced to do self-portrait work when I was going through my BFA.
To explore those emotional reactions, Lucio challenged herself to paint a self-portrait every day. Now, she takes up that battle in public. The day-to-day confrontation plays out on the wall above Lucio. Her black and white self-portraits are hung in chronological order. Some are beautiful, created when Lucio sees herself in the best light, and all are honest.
And there are days where I will fall apart. One of these pictures on the wall is absolutely destroyed. That happened on camera with people watching.
Behind Lucio stands a McNay security guard who is also an artist. After walking past Lucio and the security guard, whose name is Michael Martinez, visitors view 72 bricks skewered by 12 vertical steel pipes. A wall of mirrors forces visitors to face themselves as they look at Martinez's work, titled Pride is Not Enough.
Now, the number of the bricks is significant as well, because 49 of the 72 bricks account for the 49 victims of the Pulse nightclub massacre, and the other 23 account for the victims of anti-transgender violence in the U.S. in 2018.
By the time Martinez began building the work, that number had increased to more than 24. According to the Human Rights Campaign, since 2013, 80% of anti-transgender murder victims were people of color, a statistic that informs Martinez's work. The piece asks a pointed question about pride.
Where is the space for black queers on the podium or at the forefront of the parade?
The bricks are from the Denver Heights neighborhood on the east side of San Antonio, and they allude to Marsha P. Johnson, a gay rights advocate and black transgender woman who some say threw the first brick during the 1969 Stonewall riots. A year after Stonewall, the first gay pride parades were held in the U.S. Pride is Not Enough seeks to reevaluate the 50-year evolution of pride. Martinez also hopes the Trans American exhibit will move members of the San Antonio LGBT community closer to the San Antonio art community.
There's all this, you know, beautiful art that's out there and this beautiful community that we need to be more present in. So, get out there, out of the closet, into the gallery, into the streets.
Dominic Anthony, Texas Public Radio News.